What does it mean to be the starting quarterback here?
I mean, it means a lot. Like, obviously, I grew up wanting to play college football, and being at a program like Penn State and being the starting quarterback is something like I never really dreamed of. And it comes with a lot of benefits. And I'm really just grateful and blessed to be in this position. And, you know, obviously just looking forward to next year and getting the job done.
What's going on, folks? We are launching the Retain the Roar campaign here at State Media in partnership with Happy Valley United. This is extremely important to me personally and the entire program moving forward. I came to Penn State in some of the darkest times. I deeply care about this university and this football program. That is why I'm done talking. I'm going to lead by example, and I'm working to pull a bunch of other lettermen together to get behind this campaign. It is integral for us to participate in NIL, and not only participate, but dominate to match the expectations that we all have for this program. We're in it to win championships, so let's put our money where our mouth is. I'm taking the first step. I hope that you all follow me. Our goal is to raise $500,000 to close this spring transfer portal cycle and ensure that we retain the Roar.
College football tees, college basketball tees, whatever you need, Mercury has you covered with the best merch out there. We're talking about high quality clothing, inexpensive, and the best part is I have a 15% discount for everybody who goes and gets some right now. Use the code below, hit the link in the description, and go get your merch now. Use the code to get 15% off. What are you waiting on? Go do it.
What's going on, folks? Kicking off this State Media Letterman Media Day. We got Drew Allar here. Really excited about this one, Bubba, so I appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
So I'm gonna start off hot here. Give me your evaluation of your season from last year, straight from your eyes and your perspective.
Yeah, overall, I felt like I did some good things last year, but I'll just sum it up. It was good, but not good enough. I think there's a lot of learning experiences that I had from last year, just going through everything as a first-time starter that I'm looking forward to building on going into the season, and I've been building on throughout spring ball. So, you know, overall, I did some good things last year, but there's a lot that I could still improve upon.
No doubt.
So I kind of want to take you. You said you learned some things that you wanted to build upon this spring. What are some of the specific things that you kind of came into this spring wanting to improve on, whether it be on the field with your play or leadership-wise?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me was leadership-wise and just being myself and not trying to be anybody who I'm not. Obviously, like, I'm not the most vocal guy in the world. I'm still working on that because you have to be that as a quarterback. But I think just letting my, like, competitive side and my emotional side come out a little bit more this year, especially in spring ball, like, just talking with the offensive players and when we're going against the defense, talking to them too, you know, talking trash because we got a bunch of defensive players that love to do that, especially up on the D-line.
They always do.
Yeah, but I think just being more of myself and, like, really coming out of my shell, something that I probably didn't do much my first year at all, and even last year to some extent. So I think that's the biggest thing I've been working on.
So let's talk about that a little bit. I think we all can attest to this. Working on the craft is easy, like the fundamentals, the techniques, throwing routes, timing, all that stuff. That's like you've been doing that since you were little with your buddies, your brothers, whatever. I feel like the mental side is something that is oftentimes very overlooked. And you talk about it. You came in here, you had Sean, you got to see a great example of a guy who'd been through highs, lows, all those things, get some playing time under that, under your belt while he was here. What specifically do you feel has been the hardest part of that, right? Like you said, the competitive side, letting yourself show. I'm sure that you've never had to do that in the past in terms of like try to focus on that. How do you balance that? Because I think that's a unique question. And I think it's something that, like I said, the average fan oftentimes overlooks, but you got to win over an entire locker room.
Yeah, it's definitely a balance thing because you can be as emotional as you want, but if you're letting it distract you from your play on the field, then you're not doing your job out on the field. Like the first thing is you have to go out and perform and execute your job. And then, you know, if anything else happens after, like, then just let that flow. But I think it's definitely a balance, and the mental side is the biggest thing, especially in the college level. Like there's so many different variations of defense you can see. Obviously we go against a great defense every day, and there's a lot more disguising of coverages, go against a lot older and smarter players, like especially on the back end, like Jalen Reed, KJ Winston, like those, our safety room is really good and they're really good at disguising a lot of things. So I think it's just every day, just, you know, taking it a day at a time and just focusing on like our 1% goals that we have on our offense. And I think that has been a big emphasis for me, just, you know, trying to focus on a couple areas going into each practice, and then, you know, just reflecting on if I did those things or if I didn't do those things and what I can do to achieve those goals that I have.
That's awesome. So with the mental side of it, obviously you got a new system coming in this year. How's that adjustment been? How's that transition working with Coach Kotelnicki and everything been going?
Yeah, it's been a great transition. I think not only for the quarterbacks in general, but the whole offense. I think we're at a much better spot than we are or this year than we were last year. I think just from a competitiveness, just everything. And Coach K has done a great job with just the installs in general. I think he makes it very easy on us. He's thrown a lot at us, but it's also the same stuff that we've been repping all of spring ball, just getting to it different ways out of new motion shifts and formations. So I think it's been really good because all the receivers and tight ends are learning every part of the concept, not just one part of the concept. So we're really able to, you know, plug and play receivers at any position. And honestly, it's a lot more verbiage than it was last year, just a lot longer play call. So that's been a challenge, I guess, just like we talk about like referencing the play calls, like just being able to like say the play out loud and then, okay, you reference the play call. Like, this is what you have to do. This is the spot you have to align if you're a receiver based on, you know, the concept called. So I think that's been the biggest adjustment for the offense. But I think since the beginning of the spring ball, we've done a lot better job of that.
That's going to bode well for you. You're going home and getting the script for the day before and writing the script out and spitting it back out, listening to it on your phone. That's good stuff. So let's talk about that receiver room. They're obviously a group that caught a ton of flack last year. And kind of going back to that mental side of you taking a leadership role and winning over that locker room, because I think that that's what it boils down to. Is like, ultimately, the noise outside is going to be what it is, but your guys in that sacred spot in there, you know, that's who matters. So who are some guys in the receiver room that you're really excited about? Who have you seen take those steps? Who's going to be that guy on third and six where you're just like, I don't care what it is, you're one-on-one, you're winning, here we go.
Yeah, I think the receivers have taken a huge step this year, specifically like Trey and Liam. Liam is like Mr. Dependable out there. Like, he's a super smart receiver, knows what to do, does his job well. Caden Saunders has taken a really big step this spring. He's been had a lot of explosive plays already, a lot of touchdowns. Amari Evans is, you know, taking his next step too. So I'm really excited. But I really think like Liam and Trey, the two older guys in our room, have taken the next step in consistency and, you know, really being the vocal leader throughout that room. I think it's been really cool to see, especially with like Liam, because he's so versatile that we can really play him at any position out on the field. And he's going to do his job to the best of his ability. I think a guy like Julian Fleming, too, is going to be really dependable, too. Obviously, new transfer, still learning the offense like the rest of us, but he's a very physical receiver and a very tough receiver. That's been a really good adjustment to our room already.
Awesome.
It's funny you mentioned that about Liam, because, like, last year I was there, like, towards the end of the season watching some of the games. You could tell, like, third downs, he was kind of becoming that guy where you would look to him and, you know, third and four, he's getting right to the sticks, getting your first down. So it's funny that you bring that up and he's kind of became that guy. I want to ask you about the running backs. Obviously, Nick and Katron and what they have, you know, everyone knows the type of, you know, two-headed beast that we got in the backfield there. From your perspective, how have they done with this new offense? And then how, from a quarterback standpoint, how have you tried to help them elevate the game? Because it's a little bit weird. Like, you want to obviously help them be as great as they can be, but sometimes you're just handing the ball off and they got to go do what they got to do. So I like talking to quarterbacks about how they can maybe help running backs with maybe it's an RPO, you know, being a little more aggressive on RPO or throwing it out to receiver, something like that.
What's going on, y'all? Christian Hackenberg with State Media in the Pocket. This segment is brought to you by Utz. Utz has a phenomenal line of potato chips and other snacks. We were fortunate enough to be able to enjoy them all weekend. They kept us fed and ready for all of these interviews that you all are about to enjoy. They've been a fantastic partner of ours, and we're looking forward to continuing to bring you guys exclusive content here at State Media.
Yeah, they've been, I mean, very helpful. I think they've both taken the next step in their leadership role. Obviously, they're pretty quiet just by nature, but I think they've really taken the next step in their leadership. And obviously, when you have guys like that are so dynamic, it puts a lot of stress on the defense. And I think Coach K has done a great job of just utilizing that, like getting to stuff that they really like and they feel comfortable running and that the offensive line feels comfortable running with. And then I think the biggest part for them this spring has been, you know, they're playing a lot more out in the slot and we're getting them the ball in space as receivers. And I think their pass catching ability has really developed this year. And that's going to be a huge part for not only our team this year, but their futures, you know, going on to the next level of developing as pass catchers. And obviously they're just super smart and super tough. Like they know protections really well, which helps me out a ton, especially on third down, getting on the same page with them and the O-line. They're really good at just picking up blitzes in general. And I think another running back too that's been really good this spring is like Cam Wallace. he's really taken the next step from last year. Very physical back, very, very twitchy and fast, makes a lot of guys miss in open space when we do our like open field angle tackle in the beginning of practice. So I've been really excited about Cam too as well.
So that's all great stuff, and I'm really excited to see you guys put this on display here on Saturday. I want to shift this to the season, right? Last year, this time, a ton of noise, a ton of expectations, I think a lot more so than today, this time of year, right? I've characterized this in the past as the team has a phenomenal opportunity to kind of work in the shadows and approach this season, not with an underdog mentality, because obviously this is a very talented roster and you guys have won a lot of football games, but how has the team approached this upcoming season with all of the outside noise that has come up, that came along with how the year finished last year?
Yeah, I think really ever since we stepped back on campus, we've been focusing more on the process than the result. We talk about in the quarterback room, like, surrender the result, just worry about the process. And I think that's really been a team mentality, even starting in winter workouts. Like, we're competing against each other every day. We're making each other better. We're pushing each other. And I think, you know, the competitiveness that has been between the offense and defense has been the highest since I've been here. And it's been really cool to see, because I think we're really making each other better on both sides of the ball. And I think if we just keep that competition going between each other and nobody's crossing lines or anything like that. So we've been doing a really good job of that. And I think as long as we keep building upon that, like, it will just be better for the season, because we're going to be competing against the best offense and the defense and special teams in the country at practice daily. So I think that's only going to make the team better overall.
Love it. Something that I want to ask you about is your first experience with it. We both dealt with it, the headset and the helmet.
Yeah.
You like it? You a fan of it? Yes, no?
I do like it a lot, especially with Coach K. Like, he gives like really good reminders about like certain plays, like, hey, we're going to kill it to this play versus this. And it's just good reminders for quarterbacks just to be on the lookout for certain looks. And I do like it a lot. And he makes it really easy for us. And I think it's really just good in general, especially with the iPads coming into play next year. I mean, all of us had it in high school. It's crazy that it's just now getting into the college level, but I'm really, really excited about it.
Yeah, that headset is kind of funny, because I've had coaches that they sometimes like almost want to give too much information. Yeah, like, there's that sweet spot. How have you and Coach K kind of had to handle that? Like, that, you know, you're both trying to learn each other at the same time. Now you got this new factor coming in. How's that been with, you know, having, does he ask you, hey, do you want me to give you more of a heads up on this play, or, hey, you know, this is the play, and they'll let you kind of take the reins from there?
Yeah, it's been a lot of open dialogue with that, just because it's both new for us. I think the sweet spot for me is he's just alerting me, like, to certain plays. Like, if this play is efficient, like, we're going to go tempo next play, just alert the guys in the huddle. And things of that nature, like, hey, look out for this look. If we get this, we're going to kill it to that. I think that's, like, enough information, because, like you said, like, it could definitely get like wordy and almost muddy, like when coaches start speaking in sentences into the headset, and it's like hard to understand what they're really saying. So I think as long as, like, I've talked to him about it, like keeping it like to 2 to 3 bullet points, hopefully each play is like the best for just like hearing it and just going out and playing.
And especially when you start factoring in crowd noise, right? Yeah. Have you guys been pumping some stuff in there?
We haven't yet. Yeah,
because that's a whole other element when you're putting one of these down in the headset. Duct tape in the ear holes. All right, man. Listen, I really appreciate it. I want to ask a question personally. I think Trace and I will get some sentiment out of this. What does it mean to be the starting quarterback here to you?
I mean, it means a lot. Like, obviously, I grew up wanting to play college football, and being at a program like Penn State and being the starting quarterback is something like I never really dreamed of. And it comes with a lot of benefits. And I'm really just grateful and blessed to be in this position. And, you know, obviously just looking forward to next year and getting the job done.
I love it. And then to echo that, What does it mean to be a Penn State football player? Let's take it broad stroke, guys in the locker room. What does it mean, the culture here, the history, the tradition, one of the most storied programs in the country?
Yeah, it's really a brotherhood, because I think ever since I was even a recruit, like, I really felt like just a part of the family from the players and the coaches. And I think just that acceptance that we have in the locker room, like, obviously everything is earned, not given in our locker room, but we're going to respect everybody. We're going to, you know, hold each other to the highest standard, and we want each other to see, like, be successful. I think that's the biggest thing with our program. Like, the culture is unrivaled here. Like we can talk about all the other things that come with being a football player, especially in today's world, but like the connections that we have, not only in our position groups and our side of the ball, but across the side of the ball, is truly special. And I don't think many programs have that across the country.
I love it. Trace, you got anything else, bro?
No, man. We kind of touched on everything that we want to talk about. Love hearing the obviously the starting quarterback thing. That gets both of us pretty juiced
up. Fired up.
But then just this is the culture that we have here. It's cool to see how that, you know, things change. But that's the one thing that's always stayed the same.
Yep, for sure.
Awesome, bro. Well, best of luck this year. I'm excited to see you spin it on Saturday and get them boys going, man.
Yep. Thank you.